If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard to Calling All Sports. It is the 5 o'clock whistle. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast, along with our crack producer, Dominic Jimenez, as we talk the world of sports. Take you right up until the top of the next hour. Two-way sports conversation at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529, Sports Byline Broadcast, American Forces Radio Network. Later on in the night, or where you're listening right now, Sirius XM, Sirius 217, XM 203, and the digital app with your Sirius subscription online, 967, as we get it going here on a busy Tuesday into a Wednesday. And we're going to talk to Danny Smith of the Starkville, Mississippi Daily News on the passing of head football coach of the Bulldogs at Mississippi State, Michael Leach, who got his start. My base here in Iowa, he started at Iowa Wesleyan and Mount Pleasant, Iowa. So we'll get a few minutes with Danny Smith. Nice enough to chime in from the Starkville Daily News. That'll be coming up here, coming out of the first break after our open here. More than what meets the eye in Austin, Texas, with embattled Texas Longhorn basketball coach Chris Beard. This could be an imminent firing, folks. The police report that the University of Texas Athletic Department Chancellor and school president's office got their mitts on today is in direct contrast to what Beard alluded to and what Beard's attorney alluded to yesterday. He was suspended prior to their overtime win over Rice last night. They've got Stanford in town at the Moody Center on Sunday. A lot of money owed, a lot of legalese, but conduct and a morals clause in his contract could pave the way for a firing with Chris Beard. We will keep an eye on that situation with the Longhorn coach. You know, the wife, girlfriend, whoever it was, did not want to press charges, which is oftentimes the case. Texas has very stringent domestic violence and domestic assault statutes. This is not going to go away quickly for Chris Beard. We're not going away quickly either. We're going to come out of the break. We're going to talk to Danny Smith with the Starkville Daily News on the passing of Mike Leach, the Bulldog coach, as we get it started here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday on Sports Byline Broadcast.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Marty Terrell across the country and around the world, Sirius XM tonight into the morning, Sirius 217, XM 203, and Digital 967. We're heard worldwide, too, on the American Forces Radio Network. His name is Danny Smith. He is a reporter and a writer for the Starkville Daily News and nice enough to join us here on short notice. Danny, welcome aboard. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM and American Forces Radio Network. How are you, Danny? Thanks for popping on. I appreciate you.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Quite a day over here in Mississippi, as you could well imagine. Very emotional day, or really emotional 2 or 3 days since we first learned about Coach Leach's sudden medical issue and then eventual death last night. It was quite a roller coaster ride for 2 or 3 days, and it's still hard to believe that this has happened in a short amount of time, and one of college football's greatest figures is no longer with us.
Truly a wonderful man, too. And I know a lot of people, you know, in telling the whole story about Mike Leach, go to the Adam James situation, Texas Tech. I'm not going there. Where I am going to go, Danny, is you did an outstanding job. I tell you, when the story first broke, I saw your first piece, and boy, there was a very somber tone. Did you know right out of the shoot that this had a potential to be a death situation with Coach Leach? I think you really did, based on the tenor of your first dispatch in your newspaper, the Starkville Daily News. So can you take us back to the moment the whole thing came down?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I was actually at a family Christmas get-together that Sunday afternoon, and a nephew of mine raised up and said Mike Leach had been taken to the hospital. He had saw it before I did, and I looked at him with a little bit of surprise, and then I thought, you know, I know Coach Leach has had some trouble with some pneumonia and coughing, upper respiratory stuff. So at first, you know, I thought, well, he's just going to get that taken care of, you know, and was trying to get some help with that. But as the afternoon wore on and we started learning more about the situation, even though the heart attack part of it, it still really wasn't confirmed by anybody that I'm aware of, even the hospital. But the Mississippi State did confirm that he had a medical issue and was airlifted. That's when I found out it was kind of serious, is when we heard that he had to be airlifted to Jackson after being treated in Starkville for just a little bit, and getting him down there and getting him some help down in Jackson, which the medical center down there is a really good hospital. That's when I knew that something was to the point where Coach really needed some help and his life was in danger.
Well, of course, he's got ties to where I am. I'm based in Iowa, Mount Pleasant. He and Hal Mummy. Of course, you look at his coaching tree, Bob Stoops. Good friend of this program is Chuck Long. Jonathan Hayes, who played in the NFL with Kansas City and Pittsburgh and, of course, coached Cincinnati. I mean, his coaching tree was amazing. Do you have any story, Danny? Do you have any – I mean, what was your relationship with Coach Leach? I know media coaches, sometimes there's a line of demarcation. Can you share anything mm-hmm. about Coach Leach that you experienced personally, Dan?
Well, I didn't know Coach Leach personally. I was able to be around him quite a bit in press conference situations, and he knew me and I knew him, but I didn't know him that well, and I kind of regret that I didn't get to know him more than I did. But there was one particular instance last season, when he went on his little candy rant right around Halloween on ESPN, and he started talking about the nerd clusters. I was intrigued by that. I had already tried them before, that particular candy, but not in the clusters that he was talking about. So I immediately went out one afternoon and was going to try those, just because Coach Leach had kind of endorsed them. So when I did, I said, hey, these are pretty good. And I went to the he always had his press conferences on Mondays. And we all gathered, and after his press conference, they had a media meal every Monday, and he went by to get one of his sandwiches, and I came up beside him and showed him, I pulled the opened pack of the nerd clusters that he had recommended. I said, Coach, these are pretty good, and I got a grin out of him. And that's going to be a lasting image for me of Coach Leach. And he grinned at something that I actually was able to take his advice on and realize it was something good, and he was kind of the part of me even trying theirs. I'm not a big candy guy either, but I tried those just because Coach Leach had suggested it, and I liked it, and I told him I did. He seemed to appreciate it.
I'm talking to Danny Smith again, the Starkville Daily News in Starkville, Mississippi, the passing of Mike Leach. Sounds like late last night, early this morning. His news conference is legendary. And this was a guy that knew how to play the media. And I don't mean that in any negative connotation whatsoever. This was a good guy. And I think he enjoyed the media, but he wasn't afraid to be standoffish and get a point across, especially when he lost. This guy, like many coaches, he didn't take the losing. And he lost four times this year, and it drives him crazy. But just talk about the overall tenor of him with the media there in Starkville.
I think it was good for the most part. Every once in a while, somebody would get on a subject and maybe would even dare to criticize his coaching style in a certain setting or after a loss or the week following a loss and say, hey, could you have done something better? And he'll shoot back real quick about, maybe their journalistic style or something and kind of throw it right back in their face, He didn't like to be criticized about the way he tried to do things. And understandably, you don't want to be, told that you're not doing a good job or what have you. And he was human, just like anybody else. So there were some instances where that would come up, but not too much. I mean, it was mostly, as you said, mostly a comical, jovial type setting of any Mike Leach press conference. And he loved his stories, and we loved listening to him. And it was a real deal. Mississippi State only had him for finishing up third season. Would have been another bowl game. He took him to a bowl all 3 years. Of course, the COVID year that wasn't fair to anybody across the country, but they still got that. Were able to do that. So he took him to a bowl all 3 years he was here, and it was a really great experience. Wish we could have made this last a little bit longer, but. The good Lord had other plans, and you just have to move on.
Yeah. Finally, one more, Danny. Again, Danny Smith, the Starkville Daily News. Outback Bowl, now ReliaQuest Bowl, Tampa, SEC, Big Ten. What a matchup, too. You know that Coach Leach was licking his chops going up against an old buddy, Bielema, with mm-hmm. Illinois. And just a real downer. But that university community and your deep, rich, long-standing football tradition, I think it's going to be a very special January 2nd in Tampa when they honor Coach Leach at this bowl game. ReliaQuest, the old Outback Bowl. Give me a quick finish up on that, if you could, Danny.
Yeah, it did come out this afternoon with interim athletic director Bracky Brett did say that the team had voted 100% to go ahead with the playing in the bowl, and they felt like this is what Coach Leach would have wanted. And I believe that, you know, it looks like they better be ready, because they're going to have a bunch of Bulldogs are going to be playing in memory of Mike Leach, and it's definitely not going to be easy on them.
Danny, I appreciate it on short notice. You popped on here across the country and around the world. I appreciate it. We'll reach out to you again in the future if need be. And I thank you for being a class act and popping on Calling All Sports here on SiriusXM and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Have a good evening. Thank you, Danny.
Share my thoughts. Y'all take care.
You got it. There you go. Danny Smith of the Starkville, Mississippi Daily News here, Calling All Sports, Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell as we talk the world of sports. All right, more on Chris Beard. Boy, I tell you what, it's been the world of sports has just been crazy. I mean, so much just death, destruction, and all this stuff going on with the Texas now. You got the domestic situation with Chris Beard. I think they're going to fire him, folks. I really do. I do. I just don't know if he can escape this one. It's getting worse by the hour, and the police report now that the University of Texas has got their hands on, the athletic administration and the school administration, once the school president, chancellor get involved, and they're starting to fine-tooth comb the police report, it doesn't look good. So we'll come back. Tom Brady update, a lot of speculation. La Canfora in the Washington Post, that's a must-read. Brady probably done going bye-bye with the Bucs in Tampa. We're coming back here on Sports Byline. It's Calling All Sports. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's Calling All Sports, Marty Terrell, along with our crack producer, Dominic Jimenez, out in San Francisco at Sports Byline. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529 if you want to chime in. We got a lot of text messages, too. We put it out there via Facebook, a lot of people. And a lot of Brady bashing right now is what we're getting on our text line. You can text, too, at 515-380-6569. Just hit the text line, 515-380-6569. Where are you listening? And Brady, should he retire or should he play? Jason Lockenfor had a nice piece today in the Washington Post, speculation on Brady. You know, Brady's sideways once again with coaches. It's not so much the head coach, Todd Bowles. It seems to be the OC, the offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich. Of course, this is a very dysfunctional Tampa team right now. I mean, like Lockenfor points out, it's like Brady and Mike Evans, it's like they've never played together. There's no chemistry, the running attack. Of course, they've had so many injuries up front. I feel like I'm making excuses for the Bucs, but the offensive line's been dinged up. The defense has had injuries. Special teams play has been just god-awful. And so, you know, where does Brady go? He's 45. You know, does he come back in 2023? You know he's not going out on this note. I mean, the Bucs probably going to finish what? Best case, they got Cincinnati on Sunday. What do you figure? The Buccaneers end up 8-9. They win the godforsaken, horrific NFC South. You know, get Dallas in the first round and one and done. You know, right? I mean, let's look at the playoff. I know we did this on Monday, yesterday. Let's look at the – of course, it's a long way to go. NFC right now, you'd have – yeah, Dallas and Tampa in the 4-5 game. So, you know, they're not beating the Cowboys. But there again, they'd have home field. So we say they wouldn't beat the Cowboys, but they would, again, have the home field advantage. So we shall see. But with Brady, the likely landing spot, everyone's pointing to San Francisco. You know, and Garoppolo and Brady, Don Yee is their agent. They both share the same agent. You know, you think Garoppolo, even though he comes back from the injury, he's got to deal with the Brock Purdy thing. You got to deal with the young kid they drafted out of North Dakota, Lentz. Then you throw Brady and Purdy into the mix. You know, Brady with Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan. They think Brady, you know, with a homecoming to Northern California, he'd be licking his chops. Well, yeah, that may be true. But I don't know that the Niners and John Lynch are going to want to go down that road. I don't see it. I mean, a lot of people do. I don't. Miami, I would go with Miami. He's not going back to Tampa. And the whole thing with the Patriots thing is just, you know, like we said, Brady, ultimately, his last stop in the NFL is going to be New England. One-day contract, honor Brady, retire the jersey, and everything's buttoned up very nicely with his Patriot career. Miami makes some sense. Now, the Dolphins have already been sanctioned by the NFL and owner Stephen Ross for tampering with Brady. So maybe this, you know, this sojourn, this solicitation, this courting of Brady will be more above board and they'll go through the proper channels and go about it the right way. But the Miami Dolphins have got a conundrum under center with quarterback Tua. He's just all over the place. One minute he looks like the second coming of Kenny Stabler, or, you know, name any great left-handed quarterback, and then the next minute, you know, he's colorblind, he's throwing picks, he gets easily rattled, he doesn't get his reads right. So I could see Ross saying, we've got all this supporting cast. We're Super Bowl ready. The one missing element is under center with the quarterback, and they go after Brady. And wouldn't that be juicy for one final go-around for Brady to make a run at a Super Bowl, South Beach in Miami. He has a home there. Not that it, you know, he rents Jeter's place in the Tampa St. Pete area. But then you've got Brady in Miami, and he gets two shots at the Patriots and Belichick in his final year. At age 46, That, to me, has a lot of juice to it. It really does. That, to me, makes some sense. I don't, you know, they talk Atlanta, Carolina. You look at these other franchises that need quarterback. They're not good fits. Brady is going to go where the pieces are in place. He's not going to put the puzzle together. He's going to have he wants to be that final piece of the puzzle to sit back and admire the completed task and get the job done. He's not going to a situation that's not ready to win and win big. And winning doesn't mean going 8-9 and getting into the postseason that way. No. It's let's get to a team that's 12-5. Let's get to a team that's vying for a 1 or a 2 seed and getting a home field throughout. That's what Brady is going to be interested in that final year. Now, look at will the universe, you know, conspire with him and, you know, conform with his wishes? We're going to wait and see. There's going to be. Listen, he's the GOAT. He's got the legacy. He's got the. Although they are saying now, even Brady knows deep down inside the skills are diminishing. I mean, he's even acknowledged that apparently to people close to him, saying, look, I probably got one more year in the right situation. And with Brady's in full receipt of that. But the other thing, too, is he's not clicking with the coaching staff. Bowles, I thought that was a strange hire. Now they're saying, well, it's really not Bowles. It's more Leftwich. And that Brady looks very docile. He grabs that, you know, he grabs the tablet. He sits on the bench. He's got that dour look. He looks frustrated as hell. He doesn't look like he's having any fun whatsoever. And that was encapsulated Sunday, embarrassing in Santa Clara. I mean, this is in his backyard, all his family, all his friends, everybody's there. And it's just an abysmal performance, and they get blown out. And you got a Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy, who's dazzling the masses, not only in Santa Clara, but across the country. There were a lot of eyeballs on that game on Fox Sunday afternoon, late window. A lot of eyeballs on that game. Not for very long. It was a horrific performance, no question about it. All right, let's put a bow on the Patriots real quick. Speak of the devil. You know, listen, that was an oddball game last night, just an oddball game. Mac Jones showing a little bit of saltiness, which I like. You know, some people think he's a little bit of a diva. I don't see it that way. I always like a vocal quarterback. I really do. Your great quarterbacks are like that. Staubach was like that. Marino was like that. You look at Montana was like that. I love a quarterback like that because when things aren't going right and guys aren't running their proper routes and guys are missing assignments, I love a quarterback to get like that. I do. That's what a quarterback is. It's a field general. And the general's the boss. I love that. And that, to me, shows some maturation much beyond his, you know, latter part of his second year with Mac Jones in New England. You know, the Kyler Murray situation, unfortunate. Non-contact injury, you could see it right away. You knew what it was right away. Kingsbury, they just extended him. You know, I threw out a couple tweets and some instant messages last night with some people. We were, you know, just keeping an eye on that game. You know, is Kingsbury out? You know, I'm not so fast. I don't know about that. I think he probably gets another year, but that's a bad 4-9 football team right now. That's just a bad football team. And now your quarterback's gone. They got McCoy to go the rest of the way. It's a lost season for Arizona. Kingsbury probably going to get another year. They just extended him. They owe him a boatload of money. They're probably going to give him, you know, just give him that one, you know, that mulligan year. But if he doesn't get it done next year, he'll certainly, he'll be looking for a job. There's no question about that. All right. We'll come back. 800-878-PLAY 800-878-7529 as we take you into the overnight. World Cup 3-0, Argentina, Messi had a goal. I think it was Alvarez who had two. What's interesting is Argentina, you recall, first game of the World Cup in Qatar, they lost to Saudi Arabia. And you know what? All the quotes are out there right now. Huge wake-up call. That's exactly what they needed. Argentina got in there. They had a little bit of swagger, a little bit of, you know what, we're going to get to the round of 16. We're going to get to 8. No big deal. And Saudi Arabia got them in that first game. And that came, you know, that really did. That came to serve them very, very well. And then tomorrow, in that 1 o'clock central window, we're going to get France and Morocco. So we're going to get what we thought. We're going to get France and Argentina. Once we got to the round of 8, you could see these two on a collision course. was pulling for England, did not get it done. But here we go now. So France should handle Morocco, could get an upset, don't see it. But today, Argentina 3-0 over Croatia. Croatia had a nice run, of course, knocked out Brazil. And so far, so good. You know, this World Cup, usually once Team USA's out, I'm out. I check out. I just can't get into it. And this has been an outlier. This has been really good. Now, today notwithstanding, that game got out of control pretty quick. And they cruised home. So we're going to get what we thought. We're going to get France and that third place game between Croatia and Morocco. You know, nobody's going to care. And the final on Sunday will be pretty decent. Plus, you're going to put that up against a huge weekend in the NFL where you've got Detroit. We've been talking about them for the last 3 weeks. You've got Detroit and the Jets, which is a pick'em game. You've got Patriots, Raiders in Vegas, which is going to be huge. Titans, Chargers, Bengals, Bucks, Giants, Commanders. I mean, you just it gets good. It really does. All right, so we'll check the text line, too, at 515-380-6569. Brady, does he stay? Should he stay or should he go after this year? A downer year in Tampa. The Bucks are going to get to the playoffs. But should Brady come back if they're one and done? Does Brady come back if they even make a little bit of a run? I think they'll be one and done. They could make a little bit of a run. We'll come back on the other side. Take you right to the top of the hour. Here on Sports Byline Broadcast, it's Calling All Sports. I'm Marty Terrell. We're presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, honoring high school athletics and academics across the country. We'll honor a school coming back.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Yeah. Teaching your parents how the internet works? Hard. Trusting the NetSpend All Access account to help you build a better financial future? Easy. Reinventing the mobile banking experience around YOU. Banking services provided by Pathward NA. NetSpend has been trusted by over 10 million and is rated great on Trustpilot. Go beyond banking with the NetSpend All Access account. Get started today at netspend.com. NetSpend has been rated great on Trustpilot as of November 2022. Deposit account is established by Pathward NA, member FDIC. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Marty Terrell along the way, calling all sports at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. As we go into the overnight, too, if you're out there in radio land and you're listening, I'm going to go real slow here, 515-380-6569. Text me, Brady, should he stay or should he say bye-bye after the season? One and done, or... you know, they make a run. What does Brady do? Dying to get a poll, and we'll revisit the tech. Right now, it's, I don't know, a smattering of pro Brady. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. There's no question about it. He said he was going to play. He said he was going to play in his mid-40s, and, you know, I think he's got one more. I can't see him going out on a note like this. I just can't do it. So, again, 515-380-6569. Just give me a quick text, quick hit on Brady, and we'll spend a lot of time with this, you know, next couple days and debate it. All right, the Minnetonka, Minnesota school systems and our Vanguard utility partners, Randy Byrne, great guy, wonderful man. We wouldn't be on the air right now without him. Vanguard utility partners, seven states. Randy and his former partner started this business, and they've just done a phenomenal job. And people say, well, what does Vanguard Utility Partners do? And, well, infrastructure, our growing country, and a lot of expansion, technology. Well, they've, you know, communities, municipalities have to dig. Well, they need Randy Byrne's company, Vanguard Utility Partners, to go in and identify where the existing infrastructure is located so that they go in to excavate, they don't ruin and tamper or damage, impinge, the existing infrastructure. So Vanguard Utility Partners, the leader in their, one of the tops in the country of a seven-state footprint. So we went to Randy and, you know, we want to honor some of the school systems in his seven-state footprint. And tonight we're, and this morning we're talking about Minnetonka, Minnesota, Oak Hills High School out on 14300 County Road. And then you got Minnetonka High School on Highway 7 in Minnetonka. That area, when it comes to academics and athletics, Minnetonka, Minnesota has done a phenomenal job, a phenomenal job. So we want to salute the superintendents, the teachers, the faculty, the guidance counselors, and the rank and file student body at those two particular high schools we're honoring, Oak Hills High School in Minnetonka, and also Minnetonka High School. So, and for the shout out and the saluting of those two great schools, we thank Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners. And we're gonna look down to Arkansas. We're gonna look over Nebraska, Iowa, more in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and we're just very, very grateful for Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners. So phenomenal work. And we reach out to those high schools, and they've got some great academics and they've got some great athletics, and it's a good fit with us here on Calling All Sports at Sports Byline. All right, let me get into a little bit of NBA because the Celtics, you know, that is just disappointing. I mean, the game Saturday night against Golden State. Golden State came out, chip on their shoulder, 13-13 start, kind of languishing through the early, you know, trudging through the early, you know, first month of the NBA season, hangover from the World's Championship when they whacked the Celtics last June 4-2. Celtics come in to chase and lay an egg, you know. Golden State smacked Boston in the mouth. Boston did not respond. L.A. Clippers last night at Crypto, the Crypto.com Center, the old Staples Center, smacked the Celtics in the mouth. All the Celtics did last night when the Clippers whacked them in the mouth, Kawhi Leonard put up 25. You know, they came out and played with a sense of urgency, and the Clippers came out with, hey, look it. You know, we're an elite team in the West. Yeah, you guys are the favorites to win the NBA championship, blah, 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 blah. Clippers didn't care. The Celtics last night spent more time bitching about the officials. You know, listen, Grant Williams, play the game, would you please? I mean, you're over there barking with the female official. You know, you're sitting there, you know, making googly eyes and complaining about a stupid inbounds play or a stupid out-of-bounds play. Meantime, they inbound the ball, and they dunk behind your back. I mean, listen, if I'm Missoula, I pull the team aside and say, look it, you're the beast of the East. You're going out west on a western sojourn. You're going up against Golden State and the two L.A. teams, and both the L.A. teams have underachieved. And by the way, all three of those West Coast teams have underachieved. I mean, New Orleans leads the West. You got Denver. The Lakers got off to a horrific start. Clippers have been banged up. And Golden State had the hangover from the World's Championship. And all you could see the Celtics do going on a very important West Coast sojourn was sitting there complaining about the officials. Play the game, would you please? Can you match the intensity when you go on the road that you have when you're back in Boston at TD Bank North Garden? I mean, Jaylen Brown said it today in the Boston Globe. We're going to get punched in the mouth. We're the Celtics. You know, we're the elite team. We're the beast in the East. Teams, you know, they want to hang our skin on their mantle. My God, come out with some intensity and just play the game, for crying out loud. And all's they're doing last night, you know, the Celtics thought, you know what, we're just going to go out west. You know, we're going to come out there and they're just launching. They're just relying on 3 points. This is why, really, the NBA, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I've had a rebirth. My passion for the NBA is back. But I'll compartmentalize that. Most nights, my passion's back for the NBA. When you watch that game last night, they're settling for threes. Clippers played with a chip on their shoulder. Golden State played with a chip on their shoulder. And I'm telling you, the Lakers are going to be really loaded for bear tonight. They're going to come out swinging. And I think this is going to be a huge litmus test for Joe Mazzulla, the head coach of the Boston Celtics, Tatum, Brown, and company. You're going into LA for the second night. You're favored on the road. Like we said, you're the big boys from the East, and they're gunning for you. And you watch LeBron, Davis, they're coming out tonight. And they listen, with the Lakers with the terrible start, they've been the laughing stock of the West. They've been the laughing stock of the league. LeBron's been dinged up. He looks like he's 48 instead of 38, playing like he's 108 for the most part. So they come out tonight, and they cure a lot of ills if they can get the Celtics tonight. And then, in a way, I'm not going to flip out. You know, Boston's at 21-7 right now. If they lose tonight, it may serve them well down the road, because I'll tell you, Missoula's got something to really, you know, they got Orlando coming up. When they come home, they've got a pretty, they catch a break. But this should not have been this cumbersome three game. You know, in the old days, you know, listen, in the old days, Golden State, Clippers, Lakers would have been an automatic 0-3 head home. This is a Golden State team again hungover. This is a Clipper team that hasn't been good. This is a Laker team that hasn't. I don't think they have. The Lakers put more than two or three games straight together where they've had both Davis and LeBron? I would venture to say they haven't. I know when they went to Cleveland, last week or the week before, they played Cleveland. They had Toronto the next night. They got smoked at Rocket Mortgage. They got smoked in Cleveland. Toronto next night, they didn't have either guy. LeBron said he had something, and Davis threw up during the Cleveland game and basically came down with a flu. He didn't play. So they're going to have both tonight, is my understanding. And if they do, it'll be very interesting to see how the Celtics respond. The Celtics did not look like a championship-caliber team in each of these last two games. Come out launching threes. The defensive intensity, they weren't switching on defense. They looked dead. You can say, well, listen, they got off to a rousing start, 21 of 26 in the win column, third of the way through the season, or quarter of the way through the season. We look great. Everything's clicking. We got the Udoka scandal behind us. Mazzulla settling in nicely. He'd be odds-on coach of the year. Well, listen, that's a turnkey team for the most part. Should be a turnkey team. On 82 nights, you should be able to throw the ball out there 65 to 70 nights a year, and these guys are professional athletes. They're going to go out there and play intense, professional NBA-style basketball. And see that Saturday night. Coming down the court, no extra pass, no defensive intensity, willing to not run and play the transition game or up-tempo game, just launching threes. That's not championship caliber team. That's not the style of basketball that's going to put you, deep into the postseason and as Eastern Conference reigning champions going up against whatever the West has to offer come June. So, listen, the Celtics, we can't get too crazy right now and anoint them, a foregone conclusion in the Eastern Conference. We can't. Milwaukee's going to have something to say about it. I don't think Toronto. I think, Cleveland possibly. But, Boston's going to enjoy – Boston and Milwaukee are on one level. Cleveland's just a cut below. But there's going to be some noise made this year, especially when they get out west. And we saw that on this road trip. These last two games have been horrible. All right, enough on that. We'll get into that. Although I will say this. Boy, tonight, slim pickings. I mean, you look at the sports calendar tonight. That's about all you got to me. I can't get too cuckoo about tonight. Let me just see what we got. Today, as we – let's just see what we got. What is the date? Today is the 13th. So what do we got? Kings 76ers, can't get too wound up over that. Golden State and the Bucks in Milwaukee, I take that back. And then you got the Lakers and the Celtics tonight. And you know what? The Pelicans and Jazz. So I spoke too soon. You got a decent night. You know what? You've got five NBA games, and you could make a case. Sacramento's played well. Golden State, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Rockets, not horrible. It's in Houston. Pelicans, Jazz, Celtics, Lakers. Tonight's an NBA night. No question about it. And then in the hockey, you got some decent games. You got the Islanders, Bruins, although the Bruins are playing at a level. Out west, Winnipeg and Vegas, that is a decent game. College hoops tonight, can't get too excited. In fact, there's not, Memphis and Alabama. We'll keep an eye on those as we go into Sports Overnight America, but there's not a ton. Tonight, it really is. Tonight's an NBA, NHL night. And you know what? Coming out of football, college football, and you've still got NFL football, this is a nice Tuesday/Wednesday when you get a little NBA and puck to kind of take center stage. Kind of you get the exhale off the football a little bit because we've had so much and so many crazy stories. All right, that's going to do it for the whole crew. We'll come back on the other side. We'll put a wrap on it. Again, the text line is 515-380-6569. Where are you listening? And Brady, should he stay? Should he go after this year? And if he does go and it's not Tampa, where do you see Brady going? 515-380-6569. I'm Marty Terrell. It is Sports Overnight America, calling all sports as well, here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM and the American Forces Radio Network. We're coming right back.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
All right, time to roll the sports down the home stretch here on Sports Byline USA, American Forces Radio Network, Sirius XM as well. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us throughout the overnight. Lots to get to. Keep you updated on all the scores, interviews, and highlights from a busy Tuesday into Wednesday in the world of sports. All right, question of the day. Chris Beard, the University of Texas hoop coach, in or out, does he go? They play Stanford on Sunday at the Moody Center in Austin. But athletic director, school president, and chancellor now have a copy of the Austin police report from the domestic violence, the domestic incident which had him arrested, released on $10,000 bond. I don't know, folks. They're going to move quickly. They've got to move quickly, one way or the other. They have suspended him. Do you suspend him for the season? Do you let things cool down? We'll have to wait and see. It does not look good. I have a feeling they're going to cut their ties to Chris Beard. We will certainly keep an eye on that situation. All right, Celtics, Lakers, decent game tonight. Golden State, Milwaukee, NBA on the puck. You got the Vegas Knights, Winnipeg Jets, decent ice slab tonight. We'll keep an eye on that. And then, of course, NFL football coming up on Thursday. Speaking of Thursday, I am Rappaport, Michael Rappaport, one of the best podcasts. Now, listen, he's not Joe Rogan, but he's got a pretty decent podcast. Michael Rappaport will be in Pleasanton, California, doing his stand-up routine. He is going to join us, and we look forward to it. Very talented, funny guy. Acerbic, can be a little bit of nails on a chalkboard for some. I happen to like it. I like his podcast. So Michael Rappaport will join us on Thursday here. as part of Calling All Sports here on Sports Byline. All right, great job out of the whole crew. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez, our outstanding producer, does an outstanding job. I want to thank again Danny Smith from the Starkville, Mississippi Daily News on the passing of college football legendary coach Michael Leach at age 61. Scary, scary stuff. Enjoy your evening and into the morning hours here across America and around the world on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening and day. We are presented by Vanguard Utility Partners on Calling All Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Adios.